coordinator at the University of Wyoming. Brent Beegan joining us on the program as the Cowboys' former quarterback Josh Allen taking number 7 overall last night in Dallas in the first round of the NFL draft. Brent, boy, how was Big D last night? And boy, that had to have been something else for you guys to be there in person to witness Josh live his dream. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it was an incredible experience, and obviously seeing Josh find his home and the emotions that went along with being picked, and you know, his family's reaction and all that. It was I'm real blessed to have been invited, and I know Coach Bowl and I really enjoyed our time down here.
You know, you guys keep this up, you're not going to have any problem getting tickets to almost any NFL game.
Well, yeah, I hope that's something that can keep coming. But it's you get guys spread around like this, and I think it's a testament to, you know, our recruiting model, I guess, and just as much as the development. And I think it's neat that, you know, there in Buffalo, we have two guys now. I think that'll be a real help for Josh to be stepping in the locker room where Eddie Yarbrough has already established himself, and certainly will vouch for the kind of guy Josh is.
What'd you think about the suit game Josh was wearing, man, last night? That was pretty stylish because you had the Steamboat logo on the lined on the inside of his jacket. That was pretty impressive last night.
Yeah, when he was back leading up to Pro Day, he gave me a sneak peek of what his plan was or what they had in mind. And you know, I know that, you know, Wyoming was a very special place to Josh, and I think that was one small way that he could reflect that, you know, on the grand stage like it was. And I know he was awfully proud of his style. I know that for sure.
When Baker Mayfield was announced as the number one overall pick, were you guys, I mean, pretty much did it come down to the Bills trading up? And once that was firmly in place, was it go time then? When did you really have a good sense that it was going to be Buffalo?
Well, you know, with Mayfield not being there, you know, there was a lot of drama in the air as, you know, Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold and even Saquon Barkley are all within proximity to each other. And I think everybody's kind of looking around to see if anybody's phone is ringing. And as that clock was winding down and the pick is in, obviously no table had erupted at that point. So I think we all probably figured it must be Mayfield. But, you know, I think from that point on, you know, it was apparent both to, I know the coach, he had conversations with the Bills and Josh's agents, and that the Bills were really in play. And just how are they going to make that happen? When was it going to happen? That was really just the biggest question. And, you know, I know there was maybe a little bit of hope up in Wyoming when the Broncos were on the clock, but I think it was pretty clear that they were going to go Bradley Chubb if they had the opportunity. So I'm glad for Josh he didn't have to wait around any longer than he did. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, whether he went second, 6th, 7th, 12th, whatever, he's in the right place for him, and that's all that matters.
How do you think he fits with what Sean McDermott wants to do in Buffalo and what the offense being run there? You know, you got A.J. McCarron, and then you got Peterman there as established, quote-unquote, established quarterbacks. What do you think the fit is for Josh right now?
I think it's really, really good. You know, it's apparent that they were his target, and I think that really matters. You know, sometimes when either side, there's a settling that goes on, whether that's at the NFL level, the college level, I think that's a negative situation. And you know, they did their homework. They really want him. I know Josh really enjoyed his time that he spent in Buffalo, you know, with their staff. I can't say I've watched a ton of Buffalo Bills football at this point, but I do. I know I will as much as I can moving forward. And you know, offensive coordinators with Alabama this past year, and that's about as much as I know about, you know, his style, that type of thing. But I know they're gonna, you know, get a guy that's awfully talented, that's you know, gonna allow them to do a lot of things. And you know, I trust that they'll put him in, you know, the best possible position to be successful.
You guys are out recruiting right now. I'm assuming that today you don't have to work very hard to find a subject to talk about with recruits.
No, not at all, and I stayed down in this area, so yeah, it was a nice transition. You know, driving around Texas a little bit today, and you know, I think that's going to be the theme throughout you know, this spring, and no matter where we're at, I think Josh has brought a whole new light to Wyoming football. You know, it's obviously put Coach Bowl out in front of the national media even more, and those opportunities are, you know, they're priceless, really. I'm sure we'll try to quantify it at some point, but, you know, you can't put a price tag on exposure, and, you know, kids these days, this draft is a made-for-TV event, and kids, you know, dreaming about where they're going to end up someday, or hope they end up someday, or watching that when a Steamboat logo is out there, and you know, Coach Bowl is on game day, and he's on NFL Network this morning. Those things are, you can't quantify it.
You mentioned how Buffalo did their homework and really seemed to want Josh. And, you know, we all know about the tweets from back in high school that were exposed and all that. But they were the only team to actually reach out to Josh, the other ones, and ask him about it. I thought that meant a lot as well. But going further on that, what do you think Josh needs to do now that he's entrenched there in Buffalo regarding some of those things that came up from a very distant past?
Well, I think address him, and I know he's prepared to. I think he had an opportunity to do it on the red carpet. I didn't get a chance. I was backstage, so to speak. I didn't get a chance to hear what he said, but I could just see the passion in his words, and it was coming from the heart. And I think, you know, but just deal with it directly. He was he was a young teenager, and you know he owns it, and I think. You know, obviously the organization had done, you know, their due diligence on trying to, you know, figure out what type of young man he was, and that'll happen, you know, I think relatively quickly for the fan base, for all those people in Buffalo that are, you know, anxious to get to know what kind of guy he is. So yeah, he'll deal with it directly, and you know, I think even though it made for maybe a tough morning yesterday, it was being dealt with. I think the end of the night results, you know, certainly shifts gears.
Before we let you go, Brenton, we do appreciate you joining us the day after the draft. Back home, Tyler Vanderwall gets the edge over Nick Smith heading into off-season summer workouts and into fall camp. What did you guys like about Tyler specifically that gave him the edge over Nick right now?
Well, I thought first off they both had real positive springs, and you know, I think it was a really close battle. I think it was important that we set a depth chart, and you know, if we were to play this weekend, that's how we would play. And but both guys understand that it's it's going to be there's a lot of work ahead yet. So, you know, I think what Tyler showed, in our scrimmage opportunities in particular, he was he showed his athleticism off. I think he was. Accurate enough and putting the ball where he needed to do, but I think for a freshman, what he showed more than anything was he's real capable at understanding what we're trying to do, and making decisions out there is something that we feel is going to be a real strength, and that doesn't always happen for a first year guy. So, you know, I was, you know, the whole coaching staff was pleased with that, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of work ahead for both guys, and you never know, to have two guys ready to go is certainly a much greater feeling than having one.
I'll leave you with this, Coach. I know you always want to talk Josh Allen, and you'll always be willing to, but are you glad that the media circus is maybe somewhat over and you don't have to dwell on Josh Allen's accuracy anymore?
Yeah, you know what? No doubt. Now it's for him to prove everybody wrong. I think it's been unfair to him that he's had to deal with all that, but it's reality. It's a position he was being held in, and you know, you can't deny the numbers, I guess, but the numbers are much more than just he can throw the ball just fine, and I think the people, all these experts, will find that out in short enough time, I think.
Outstanding. Hey, Brent, we appreciate you taking some time out to visit with us, and we'll let you get back to the hard work at hand of recruiting. Thank you so much.
Go find some more Cowboys.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Hope.
There you go.